This week on Art in the Air are whole features with the electric violinist Kathy Morris, whose infectious enthusiasm and captivating presentation conveys her love of music and life by performing her original music with orchestras and jazz bands for the world leaders and dignitaries. Our spotlight is on Michigan City's Footlight Players production of Drinking Habits, running April 1st through the 10th.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
Welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Art on the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project grant through South Shore Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art on the Air streams live at WVLP.org and is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m., plus is also heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., also streaming live at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Radio's website as a podcast. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Radio. Information about Art on the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. And we'd like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight, Footlight Players, and they have yet another production coming up. It'll be opening April 1st and closing on the 10th, and it's a very interesting called Drinking Habits, and we have its director, Larry Prokowski. So welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very, very pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want you to just tell us a little about what Drinking Habits is for our audience. A straight play, musical, or tell us all about it. So go for it.
Sure. It is a straight play. It is considered a very fast-paced farce of a comedy. And the basic premise of the storyline is there is a convent, the Sisters of Perpetual Sewing, who are very paranoid and fearful right now that the Vatican is going to shut them down as part of a downsizing that the Vatican's doing for all convents that are not producing what they should be producing. So in an effort to spare their convent from being shut down, two of these sisters decide, unbeknownst to Mother Superior, by the way, to start making wine instead of grape juice and selling it to people within the community.
Excellent. How many people are in the cast?
There are eight people within the cast. There is Father Chenille, there's Mother Superior, sisters Augusta and Philomena, Paul and Sally, Sister Mary Catherine, and George the caretaker.
So tell us a little bit how long you've been in rehearsal. You're opening April 1st, so it's not too far away. This is going to air right before that. And how COVID's impacted like your rehearsal process?
Sure. So we've been in rehearsal now for roughly about 4 weeks. We usually try to stick with a 6-week rehearsal schedule. COVID really, for this particular production, really hasn't impacted our rehearsals that much. We do a really good job at making sure that, in between rehearsals, in between performances, we really disinfect that theater really, really well. Everybody who is involved has had all their shots and boosters and such as well. So fortunately, it hasn't really been a huge impact on this particular production.
What is the size of your house?
We seat roughly about 70 or 80 theatergoers. It's wouldn't be considered a very large theater. It would be considered more of an intimate theater experience.
Yes, it's a sweet little space.
And you can't miss it.
Exactly, yeah.
Can't miss it because of the yellow awning either right there on Franklin.
That's right. Yep. Bright yellow awning. You can't miss it.
Probably should mention that if going to the Footlight Theater and you need to cross over 12th Street, that's closed. And so be aware of traffic
patterns. It is. Correct. It is 11th Street, the one with the railroad tracks on it. That road is closed. So, you know, you do have to navigate a little bit more cautiously getting up and down 421 from various directions.
Yeah, don't want to miss that opening.
Larry, Tell us about your directing experience or performing experience, your background, your association with Footlight and elsewhere.
Sure. So I have been involved in community theater in Northwest Indiana since 1996. I have lost count, to be completely honest, with how many productions I've been involved in. However, some of my more favorite ones at Footlight have been where I played the role of Ellard in The Foreigner. Okay. Helping out with various other backstage endeavors. This is my first time directing at Footlight, but I have directed other shows at other community theaters prior to this one.
Are you part of the play selecting committee there?
I am, actually, yes. Yes. It was a fun experience because we just get inundated with scripts and, you know, the group of us have to read all of the scripts that are submitted, you know, for integrity purposes. And then we have a voting process and we decide our season from there.
So tell us about some of your other directing experiences and what groups you've worked with.
Sure. So I have directed another straight show called Early One Evening at the Rainbow Bar and Grill, which was done at 4th Street Theater in Chesterton. And also at 4th Street Theater in Chesterton, I've been involved with their, it's called their 8x10 Festival. So they take 8 10-minute plays, and each of them have a different director and typically a different cast. And they're shown all in one night.
Are those local playwrights?
They do come from all over the country, but we do have several local ones that do consistently submit their works.
Excellent.
Which is always good. You know, I mean, community theater is about supporting the local talent and really, you know, building up people to not only have the courage to get up on stage, but also, you know, have that creative outlet as far as writing, directing, designing, and everything else that goes along with community theater.
Briefly, what do you do outside of theater to actually live on?
Sure. So my main job, I am actually a wealth and retirement advisor with Harbor Trust and Investment Management Company in Michigan City.
Excellent. Well, we're getting into about a minute left, so we want to remind our audience dates, times, how to get there, and everything like that. And also, the next production is The Sound of Music in June. Are you involved with that?
I am not, because I'm actually going to be in a show at 4th Street Theater. So.
Very good. So tell us a little bit. Remind us of the dates, how to get tickets, when, where to go.
Sure. Okay, so the show is going to run Friday, April 1st. Saturday, April 2nd, Sunday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 7th, through Sunday, April 10th. Show times for the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are 7:30 p.m., and the Sunday shows are a matinee at 2 p.m. Doors typically open about 45 minutes prior, and you can get your reservations by calling 219-874-4035. So check us out at footlightplayers.org, where we actually have a coupon on there for reduced admission costs.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Air Spotlight. That's the director of Drinking Habits, Larry Pitowski. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
the music you just heard on Art in the Air is from a longtime friend of mine. She's an electric violinist, has a passion for sharing her music. It was known as Spanish Swing. It was off the debut album she had way back in the 90s, self-titled. She loves playing and sharing music with all audiences. She has an infectious enthusiasm. She has a broad range of musical tastes. You might say jazz, you might say Latin, whatever it is, you do it. But we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air, longtime friend of mine, Kathy Morris.
Aloha, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Larry. Great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you. And I should say that you're an electric violinist, and we'll go exploring how that all, how we want to start our interview is we want to talk about you. And I always like to say how you got from where you were to where you are now. I know a little bit. It was like Columbus, Indiana and everything, and your family background, which is, I know, very musical. But if you'd share that with our audience, really appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm one of the luckiest people I've ever met. I am the youngest of seven kids. My father started playing in the clubs. He was an upright bass player, started playing in clubs and all when he was 14.
My gosh.
Oh, Indiana. Ended up going to Indiana State University and got all of his kids playing music. Started teaching in the public schools. And when I was 7 years old, it was my turn. So I was the youngest of seven. I was 7 years old and just got bequeathed an acoustic violin and got to play all different styles of music during my childhood because of his open-mindedness and open-heartedness. I played everything from classical to Broadway to jazz standards. And of course, he took me under his wing at a young age, out gigging weddings and special dinners. So it was a no-brainer that I'd go study at IU, Indiana University School of Music, and studied classical. And it was at that time I realized that I just really can't play anything twice the same way in a row. And that down deep, I think I was always an improviser. And so good old dad got me a wah-wah pedal and a pickup to put on my acoustic violin. And then he said, go out and gig. And so I did. I just started surrounding myself with some of the best musicians, one of which was a guitarist named Royce Campbell. And he introduced me to a bass player named Steve Dokken. And it just so happens that both those gentlemen would go on tour with Henry Mancini. And so I really was fortunate to surround myself with the best and learn from them. Not that they taught me. I can't say they really mentored me, but by gosh, how can you not grow with that kind of sound and music in your ears? And so before I knew it, I realized I was really good at getting gigs and I was really good at surrounding myself with the best. And the next thing I know, we're in Japan.
Right. And Gary Walters was part of your collage group also.
Yes. And you're right. I called it collage, and it was Gary Walters and Steve Dokken, Royce Campbell, Kevin Kaiser. And the first drummer I had was Larry Sauer. And I tell you what, I think I've been through a number of drummers over the years. I've been through a number of everything except bass players. Steve Dokken has been the mainstay all these 30 years. But it's been 30 years now.
Oh my gosh. And yet first CD, which is how I kind of met you, you sent it up, I guess, prospecting for gigs. And that's when I was working for the Center of Visual Performing Arts. And anyway, and like the song we just heard at the beginning at a Spanish Swing, that was my first introduction to Kathy Morris in a recording. So that was your very first CD.
It was. And the song Sunshine Afternoon, I always wished, in retrospect, I always wished I would have put Sunshine Afternoon first. And because Spanish Swing is such a heavy hitting song, you know, it might have been a better program saving it. But yeah, those were some of the early songs I ever wrote. I didn't know I could write music. Royce Campbell helped me out. You know, I'd say, I don't know what chord I want to go underneath this. He would strike his guitar and say, is it this one? And I'd say, no. He'd say, is it this one? And I go, that's it. That's what I hear. And so he did tutor me in writing music. And by gosh, I haven't written a lot of songs. I think over the years, I've written about 18 of them. But boy, I used and abused them. I ended up writing them out for string orchestra, full orchestra, string quartet. You know, I mean,
when you went to Spain, wasn't it all your original music that they were playing?
Oh, yes. That was a lovely trip. Not too long ago. I think that was in 2014. And my girlfriend, who lives on the island of Mallorca, emailed me and said, hey, we need some Kathy Morris music. And I said, hey, how about I deliver it? And so I wrote a grant and we got funded to go over there. And I played my original music with her student orchestra.
And so was that your entry into thinking about music for healing? I know you have music for wellness. Did that trip sort of inspire that? Well, or were you already into vibrational kind of healing?
Well, can I tell you, I am musically promiscuous. And what I mean by that is I like to taste from the whole buffet. That's why I never called myself a jazz violinist. I always called myself an electric violinist, because then it was permissible to allow me to explore all different kinds of music. And actually, the music for wellness came about in about 2006. And it coincided with the passing of my father. Mm. And my keyboard brother coming to town. And it was just heartfelt improvisation during a time of very high emotional expression. And yeah, we definitely ran with that. It was soon after my father passing that we were invited, commissioned to provide the underscoring for Sufi poetry. Mm. And a gentleman asked us to put together a whole CD to accompany the poetry of Rumi. And it was life-changing.
You know, Kathy, a lot of your music has very Latin undertones. In fact, you did come out with a CD, one of which I don't have, is your Latin one. But, I mean, a lot of them have, like Spanish Swing to start with. That is a lot of your music has that. So what's the source of that?
I don't know. I think.
Because it's music you can move to and just feel.
What's that?
Oh, it's music that you just feel so deeply. I mean, Latin, Spanish music, it's just, boy.
I seem to have an inclination to lean that direction. And of course, my dream of all dreams is to be able to be bilingual and speak Spanish. I do sing a little bit in Portuguese, even though I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, Larry, I've got to get you that Latin CD. And as a fact, I have a second one in the can that I have not yet released.
Oh, yeah.
This is all non-original music, though.
Okay. Well, still, it's all right. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I mean, I in fact, before you came on, I was we always start the feed early. I was playing your music from everything that I have. I still put mine on my iPod, but I also upload it to my file and YouTube Music, so I can listen to Kathy Morris wherever I go.
Aww, thanks so
Kathy,
much.
We were talking with you a little before we went on the air, and we were talking about revisiting your earlier compositions. Do you see them differently now, and do you make changes to them when you
they are all a moment in time. I'm sorry to say I haven't written anything in years, but I've gotten my attention diverted on with other projects, and maybe we can talk about those later, Arts with a Purpose specifically. But I'm grandkids, but all of my original compositions have been inspired by something, by a person mostly, or a scenario. And I'm not sure why I have such a Latin lilt, but I do. I have a need to play Latin rhythms and to have researched it more deeply. That's why the two Latin CDs are non-originals. I just fell in love with the idiom and the style. So, I'm ready to write some more music, though.
Well, that'd be exciting.
I would love to talk about arts with a purpose. You're such an engaging educator and performer. I mean, I did the freeze dance. I mean, I watched that little clip with freeze dance, and I had to do it, you know. You were just so much fun.
Well, talking about your non-Latin music, and on your second CD, one of my personal favorites, as you well know, is Kiss and Tell. Tell us a little bit about the origins of that. I always told you, I said, I can almost write lyrics to that. And maybe I will someday, but there's something about that's so evocative. So
your listeners need to understand that none of my words have music. And not to compare my band to Mendelssohn, but he had a whole song set of songs without words. And, you know, music can definitely tell a story, just like a painting can mean different things to different people. And I've been honored over the years with people saying this song, I played this song when I got an MRI. It kept me calm. I played this song. It got me through my divorce. different melodies mean different things to different people. And when there's no words, it is liberating and it's inviting for them to interpret it how they will. Kiss and Tell is a Royce Campbell composition. Like all Royce Campbell compositions, is very strong melodically and has a hook. And that hook is ba-da-ba-ba. I mean, it's just an elated feeling of being in love. I think that's my interpretation of it. And it just makes you feel like you're high on love. And that's all I can say. Kiss and Tell.
Well, let's take a listen to Kiss and Tell from the On the Run CD, Kathy Morris, the composition by Royce Campbell.
Thank you.
Now We're Come Back. That was Kiss and Tell, Kathy Morris on the electric violin, and On the Run, that was Collage, or a group there. So now my next question is, what? And I know you've had many, many different violins, but what was the transition from the acoustic violin after you put the pickup on it to the whole series of violins you've had over the years?
Well, the inspiration was that the drummer was just so loud. So loud. I needed something more powerful. There was that, but also around the same time, I started getting into what I call edutainment. And that is, I'm kind of the Pied Piper of electric violin in central Indiana and beyond. But it was my responsibility to collect all these different electric violins to share with all those students. I mean, I had no choice. I had to, it was my responsibility to collect those violins to share with them. And so at this point, I think I have six of them.
Wow.
Six different electric violins. Yeah.
All in different colors. It seems like there's always a different color that you're using.
Different colors, different shapes. You know, I like to think that I am just a vehicle through which to promote other people to some degree, too. So I like sharing these different violin makers with all these different audiences as well.
You're listening to Art on the Air with electric violinist Kathy Morris on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. This is Pledge Week for your public radio station. And Art on the Air encourages our loyal listeners to support this station by making a monthly sustaining pledge, so we may continue to bring you this great program.
I have a kind of personal question. So on some of your promotional images, you're wearing a lot of gemstone, semi-precious jewelry. Are they significant to you? You remind me so much of Janis Joplin in those images with all your jewelry on every, you know, all the rings on all the fingers and the bracelets up the arm. So is there a significance to the stones, or it's just, you know, you just like them?
Well, I kind of just like them, but also they're significant because they came from certain people in my life over the years. But most of all, they're empowering. You know, it's not easy to get up there and be thrown into the world of professional improvisers when that's not what I knew I could do. And of course, I'm more confident now at age 60, playing anything. You know how it is. The older you get, the less you care. And yet that freedom is so liberating. I mean, I'm playing better now than I ever have. No self-conscious, nothing. You can see I have no rings on right now. But when I need that self-assurance, I put on those rings, and it's kind of like my Wonder Woman bracelets.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want to move on to It's About Time, which is your third CD, and one of the songs I put on that is Daily News. Just set that up for us, and we'll take a quick listen to that, Kathy.
You know what? This is a funny story. Actually, there was a period at which I solicited titles for my tunes. I couldn't figure out what to call them. And a friend of mine, James Taylor is his name, James Taylor came up with the title Daily News because he thought it just sounded like a newspaper production warehouse or something. I don't know the name. See what you think.
Well, Kathy Morris on Daily News from It's About Time album.
Thank you.
And that was Daily News, It's About Time, your third CD from Kathy Morris. That's fantastic. You also do vocals.
I do.
Yeah. I have recorded evidence of that, which we'll listen to in a little bit. So, but we want to touch on some of your education, the things that you're also doing, education with art with a purpose. And you're very active in that in the Indianapolis area and around.
You know, here's how the story goes. I've been grateful for every opportunity I've had over the years. And if anybody got on my website, it doesn't even tell half the story. People liked that violin. There was nothing else like it around. And so I've been given opportunities that a lot of people haven't. You know, I've seen myself on the Jumbotron at the Indianapolis 500 three times. You know, I mean, it's crazy. I've played in Japan and in Spain. And look, I'm not a household name. I'm not famous. I'm not rich, nothing. But the experiences have just been amazing. And so I always tried to give back because of all this wonderful opportunity I've had. I've tried to give back over the years and have done philanthropic projects here and there. And after my daughter had a couple kids and I spent about a decade in California trying to, you know, be with those babies, I came back and I formalized my philanthropic effort. And I decided I was going to start an organization that would mentor, that would use the arts to mentor, especially audiences and populations that couldn't afford the arts to be a part of their world. And so I'm the founder and now executive director of artswithapurpose.org. And we take and promote artists of all different disciplines and match them with locations and populations of all ages in order to use the arts to create positive change, to promote individual wellness and social awareness, inclusivity, diversity. And I was a few years ahead of myself. It seems like a lot of arts organizations are now on that exact path. But we're 6 years in. We have 300 workshops booked for 2022. We work with about 20 different artists. We work with about 18 different locations. And it's just taken off. And especially during COVID, all of a sudden, everybody started understanding that the arts were a healing resource, that the arts were not just entertainment, that the arts were an opportunity to, if anything, escape the challenges of daily life and to help be therapeutic. It's just been a blessing. www.artswithapurpose.org.
And we'll have a link to that, you know, with that. But I did want to get back to your vocal thing. And so one of the ones is Kathy Morris Christmas. And there's a song on there, Live Every Day Like Christmas. And I just want to take a listen to that real quick. And then we'll come back and talk about it.
Okay.
Try to live every day like Christmas. With a joy and a peace inside. If you live every day like Christmas, then your heart will be open wide. Try to look at the world like children, with your eyes filled with wondrous glee. If you lived every day like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Holiday cheer comes but once a year. Why must it be this way? Why can't the love that you feel so dear last more than just one day? If you lived every day like Christmas, it's as plain as the eyes can see that if you lived every day like Christmas, what a wonderful world it would be. If you lived every day like Christmas.
And that was Kathy Morris, Christmas, singing Live Every Day Like Christmas. And what a great song, you know, that you can sing year round.
It is. I just sang it today. I was saying earlier, you know, it has such a beautiful message. It's another Royce Campbell tune that is just so simply perfect, just like Royce, just simply perfect.
What's Royce doing right now? I'm just curious.
You know, he lives in Virginia, and he's been out there for, like 25 years. It's been a long time. I speak with him almost weekly. He's had a lot of physical challenges. He started having a lot of seizures.
Oh.
Quite frankly, and couldn't play guitar anymore. And then he totally relearned how to play.
Wow.
Learned how to play. So he's doing great now.
You're listening to Art on the Air with electric violinist Kathy Morris on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. So how did COVID affect you? I mean, you obviously couldn't go out and perform as much, but that way, and also, like artistically, did you kind of cocoon, or was it a creative period for you, or how did that affect you?
No, it was just the opposite. I don't know why, but COVID was an opportunity for people to realize how the arts can impact their lives positively. I was immediately commissioned. This is crazy, Larry. After COVID started, I was immediately commissioned to what they say instead of produce, now they say curate,
right?
To curate 35 concerts. It was an outdoor concert series for low-income senior housing. So I was able to employ over 80 musicians over 7 weeks, 5 days a week at the beginning of COVID.
Wow.
And it hasn't stopped since. People used the arts as a catalyst to get through COVID. And they used that arts with a purpose organization. So I got busier during COVID than I'd been since I'd returned from California. It's crazy.
Recently, you were on the cover of a book, Larry Goshen.
Yeah. I didn't know you knew about that.
Yeah, he's been your photographic documentarian, I guess. You know, did he do all your CD covers also?
No.
Was that your husband?
He's a dear, dear friend, and he is a historian and photo archivist, and he deserves an interview.
I've thought about that. Yeah.
He has so much to share. This was his second, maybe even third book. The first one was Let the Good Times Roll, and it's an archive of Indiana musicians of all styles. And then this latest one is kind of a revision of that book, and I was honored, just honored that he put me on the front cover of that.
But you're a great photographic subject. I mean, you're very, especially when you're in concert, you're just moving around. Like I told you, when the first time I saw you at the Jazz Kitchen, and I said, the sound is so different from your, I had your first CD, but the sound was so much more vibrant. And then, not that the studio sound is bad, but it was like a whole, almost a different sound. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, you get in the studio, that green light goes on, and you're like, oh, it's got to be perfect. You get real inside the box. And then you go to the Jazz Kitchen and you just let it hang out. And it's just a whole different take on a song, indeed.
Well, we have one more song we're going to listen to, and we're going to use that as our play out. It's called Welcome to My World CD, and it's called Midnight Drive. And tell people how we can find out about Kathy Morris, you know, where websites, I know you have Facebook pages, but just tell us all about how people can find out more about you.
Well, give me a call at 3-1. No, I'm just. you know, KathyMorris.com, and of course I spell my name with a C, and I'm very, very grateful. It's my husband, Larry. It's my husband who's just such the fine artist, and he's made all these websites over the years. He's done all the art with the CD covers, and he's just amazing. And same with Arts with a Purpose. Everything anybody sees visually connected with me comes from him, and it's just beautiful. But yeah, KathyMorris.com. I'm on Facebook. I've got a couple different pages on Facebook. Kathy Morris Music on Facebook, as well as Kathy Morris, but then also artswithapurpose.org. So, and of course, I've been affiliated with Arts for Learning, and that's where you saw the freeze dance.
Right.
For Learning. I've been with them for about 35 years and still am. And, you know, it's just been great realizing over time how the arts can connect us all together. I don't care how old or young, what the age difference is, what the cultural background difference is, the arts always bring us together.
They sure do. Well, we appreciate us getting together with today on Art in the Air. That's Kathy Morris, my longtime friend from many, many years ago. She's an electric violinist, plays a whole wide range of music that you just can't categorize, probably everything from classical to jazz to whatever it is, Latin. And she has a great passion for music and shares that with in education, everything. And we're going to listen to Midnight Drive from Welcome My World as a playout. Kathy, thank you so much for being on Art on the Air.
It's been great hanging with both of you.
Thank you.
been listening to Art in the Air, and we'd like to thank our guests this week on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. Art in the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. on WVLP. Art in the Air streams live at WVLP.org and is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m., plus is also heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., also streaming live at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Radio's website as a podcast. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Radio. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, and Tom Maloney, vice president of radio operations for Lakeshore Public Radio. Our theme music is by Billy Foster, with a vocal by Renee Foster. Art in the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant and the National Endowment for the Arts. Underwriters for Art in the Air, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments, and Mary LeVan, Arts Patron. Art in the Air is always looking for financial support. We'd like to thank our current supporters. If you're looking to support Art in the Air, Esther and I especially would invite you to become an underwriter of this program in particular. We have information on our website at breck.com/AOTA. You can find out support information there. So don't just be an Art on the Air listener. Become a supporter or underwriter in whatever amount you're able to do so we continue to bring you this great content and this great local programming. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting Art on the Air. Information about Art on the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, or exhibit, please email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck.com, or contact us through our Facebook page. Your hosts were Larry Breckner and Esther Golden, and we invite you back next week for another episode of Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a splendid week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.